This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Lifting the Lid with Sam and Duncan. Duncan, every week we run a segment called Lifting the Lid, where we seek insights into people and industries we think we know, but really we don't know much about at all. And today, a very special guest joining us on the phone. In fact, it's my sister, Claire Pascal.
Really?
Who is a midwife.
What?
Yeah. Hey, Claire.
Hello. How you going?
I think it's the first time I've ever had you on the show.
Yeah, probably.
Well, welcome, and my deepest apologies for your brother for not inviting you sooner. He's a real jerk about it.
No, he's all right.
Yeah.
I'm not great on radio, so it's fine.
Now, you're a midwife in the town of Orange.
Yep.
And I would love to know, do midwives only work when babies are being born? So if you're in Orange and there's no births one day, do you get the day off?
Oh, that'd be lovely. We would really enjoy that. But no, we have to work. We don't just look after women that come in and have their babies. We also look after women while they're pregnant. We look after women after they've had a baby, both in the hospital and also in the community. So there's always a job to do, as well as all the paperwork and as well as all of the cleanup and the setup for the next time that someone comes in for a baby. So no, we're pretty busy all the time.
Claire, what's the moment where you sit down and say, what's the most full-on day in any human's life? And you go, giving birth to a baby, and then you say to yourself, I want to do that full-time. I mean, when did you get there? What was the path to get there?
Yeah, so at school, I really loved biology and I really enjoyed being able to learn about the human body and just found it absolutely fascinating that you could have two cells come together and create a baby. So that's sort of what triggered me into that, wanted to look after people. So, yeah, I found out that midwifery was a job and you could actually see new life into the world every day, and thought, what better job to have than that? So that's probably what got me onto that path.
Now, I imagine this is a very stressful job. Duncan's already referred to the fact that it's a stressful day when you have a baby. It's also a joyous day. But no birth is the same as another, right?
No, that's right. So you can have the calmest birth. You can have all the lights off and nice music playing and it's all simple. Or you can be having emergency calls, bells going, people running into the room, running down the hall to theatre. So every birth is different. But that makes the job both, yes, stressful, but also interesting. We just always have to be sort of on watch of what's going to happen and what's going to eventuate. So, yeah, there's never a dull day in MIDI.
What's your favourite part about the job?
Oh, I think the best part is being a midwife is actually the title means to be with woman. And so our job is to encourage and to assist a woman through their pregnancy, their labour, their birth and into motherhood. So, yeah, that's my favourite part is that we can just encourage a woman and educate her the whole way through to have her own little family.
Hold on. We're both husbands, so we're effectively midwives.
Kind of, yes. If you're supportive and you're encouraging and you're educating, then yes, you are with the woman.
Okay, so 40% midwife. Okay, that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
We don't have a degree, though, Duncan. Yeah. I think that's where we're missing.
No, I'm excited to be a midwife. Okay. That's great.
Claire, have you ever had to deliver a baby in a different location to a hospital room?
We have had all of our labour ward rooms full and had a baby born on an ambulance stretcher just outside of a room, which was not ideal, but these things do happen. But no, I haven't had to go outside of sort of the maternity area. There's been some babies born in the car park downstairs that other midwives have run down to. And in the emergency department, sometimes people can't quite get up the stairs in time. But yeah, no, luckily I haven't had to do any of those runs.
Wow. Imagine that car park baby.
Oh. Wow. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, we often get calls from ambulances saying, oh, we've just had a baby at home. We're coming on in. So you go, okay, good. There's been a baby born before arrival. That's good. That's less paperwork for us.
Yes.
And hopefully the mum's doing okay.
There's nothing more wide-eyed in life than a man who rocks up with his pregnant wife at the birthing classes that are held at the hospital. And you learn all those magical techniques that your wife then screams at you when you try to suggest using them in hospital on Labor Day. Do you have any top tips for never fail suggestions on birthing day?
I think be prepared. So if you're going to be the drinks boy for the day or the snack hander-outer of the day, that is always good to be prepared for those things. Don't eat them all yourself.
Mr. Make sure snacks. There's such meaningful job titles. The snack guy, the drink guy. Keep going, Glenn. Yep. No, this is great.
They're really good things to practical-wise. Some women need lots of encouragement. Some need just you to hold their hand throughout. You'll probably know your partner the best. But if you can go to birthing classes, there are some that are run just for men, and they're really good because they just get those practical tips of how to look after and care for and encourage their partner throughout. So, yeah, there's a few things that men can do.
Well, I mean, there's some average tips, Claire. I'd like to just address a few more, if you don't mind. First of all, yes, you did do this. It is your fault. I hate you so much is code for this is incredibly painful and I don't need you to give me a drink right now.
Yeah.
Don't touch me with that is code for that pool noodle is useless in this situation. And do you have to eat that here is actually code for don't finish the burrito in here or I will straight up murder you, I believe, is the correct translation.
Yeah, look, anything that's said in the labour ward room is said and forgotten about. So women have license to say whatever they want that
day. That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
And it is entirely your fault, and that's okay.
Yeah. So. And you should take that to heart.
Yes.
But that's okay.
Claire, labour can be a traumatic experience, as we've already said that, you know, not one labour is the same as another. Is there anything you would recommend to maybe mothers who have gone through these kind of births who just need to process it? Are there ways of doing that?
Yeah, there definitely are. So if you feel like your birth was traumatic, and that could be in any way, might be an emergency, it might just be normal birth, but everyone feels about that stuff differently. Definitely speaking to a doctor or a midwife that was there before you go home is a good thing, and getting a debrief. Every woman that's sort of gone through that should have time to be able to debrief to their birth. Sometimes that's a bit too fresh at the time, so making sure that they contact the hospital afterwards and talk through anything that they've been concerned about the last couple of weeks from their birth, because it takes a while for them to think it through. But there's also great supportive community services as well, which help with that sort of counselling, as well as sort of if you do go down the path of postnatal depression or anxiety, then there's some great resources. So, yeah, just contacting the hospital again would be a good thing, just to get those information areas of what's best for you.
It's full on that day when they say, okay, you're good, take your baby home, and you kind of climb into the car and you think to yourself, are you going to give me a police escort? Like, are you sure I'm okay doing this? What kind of advice would you give to a person who's just about to take their baby home for the first time?
Yeah, I think biggest thing is trust yourself. Super scary, but you will know if the baby cries, they're either hungry or they've got a wet nappy or they need a cuddle. So just trust that you will know some things to do. Also, accept as much help as you can. If someone's going to offer you some food or to come and clean your house, do that. Make sure that you get as much help as you need, either professionally or just friend help is super important. And I think also that when you do go home, yeah, just take each day at a time. You're going to get good days, you're going to get bad days, and you don't know which one they're going to be until the very end of it. But just take each day at a time and see how you go and ask for the help that you need when you need it.
Now, if someone's listened to this chat with you, Claire, and they're thinking, oh, this sounds amazing, I want to be a midwife, how do you become a midwife? What do you need to do to get there?
Well, in Australia, there's two different ways of doing it. So some people are nurses first, and they do an extra 2 years course of 1 year of learning, 1 year of sort of settling that knowledge in their skills. And that's like the diploma of midwifery. The other way, the way that I did it, was actually going to uni and just doing a straight Bachelor of Midwifery. So it's a 3 year course. And yeah, you learn all the skills, you learn all the things, you follow women through their pregnancies in both of those scenarios to then, yeah, get to be a midwife. It's a great career, and I would suggest anyone who wants to do it to do it. Sadly, it's not a career that you just get to cuddle babies every day. That's not what we do. If that's what you want to do, go down a different path. But if you're wanting to be with a woman, see them throughout their whole pregnancy, birth, labour and afterwards and encourage them, then that's the career for you.
Is there such thing as a mid-husband or like do many men do this?
Yeah, there are a couple. It's not a great big population, but there are a couple of men that do it, and they're fantastic as well. They're called midwives. They're not called mid-husbands. but they take the title well, and they enjoy it. So it's fantastic having a few men around the place as well.
Excellent. Well, Claire Pascal, midwife in Orange, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us and explain what it means to be a midwife.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.